This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. Do you have a plumbing emergency? Call Four Seasons. An electrical emergency? Call Four Seasons. A heating or cooling emergency? Call Four Seasons. Same day hot water tank installation needed? Call Four Seasons. Need a whole home generator? Call Four Seasons. We guarantee same day installation on all heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical needs. And no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago winters can be tough. Snow, ice, and freezing temps make every drive a challenge. If you're thinking it's time for a new Chevy, you're right. Your local Chevy dealer has the perfect vehicle to keep you safe and confident on the road. From heavy-duty performance to everyday versatility, Chevy has you covered. The Silverado offers unmatched power. The Equinox and Blazer provide all-weather confidence. Need room for the whole crew? Check out the Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or go for the sporty, city-friendly tracks, perfect for navigating winter streets. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com to explore the latest models, find special offers, locate your nearest dealer, and even start shopping online. Don't let winter slow you down. Find your next Chevy today at ChevyDriveChicago.com. That's ChevyDriveChicago.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Wyatt Thompson joining us bright and early from Utah. Wyatt, we appreciate it. Did you guys get a preview of this storm blowing in here? I assume you did. Whatever's coming. How's it looking?
It's not so bad here. It's not nearly as cold as it is in Kansas. And frankly, we were supposed to get some snow yesterday. And we went to grab a hamburger last night. And on the way, it's probably 30-ish degrees. We had snow, sleet, and rain in about a 12-minute drive.
Gross.
But generally speaking, it's been pretty good. The basketball, not so much, but the weather's been okay, and it's frigid in Kansas and apparently going to get worse before it gets better. And, of course, we get home in the middle of the night when it's really happening, I think. So, yeah, here we go again. Seems like we've been on the road forever, by the way. This trip is hard.
It's a hard, and it didn't start, you know, we had hoped it, you know, wouldn't start hard, but it did. And now it's got to finish tonight. There's no, you know, quick nature to it. So let's start with Saturday. What happened Saturday?
Well, to be honest, when you go back and you look at K-State's 6-game winning streak, for me, it all started with energy. And that led to good offense, good defense, a lot of good everywhere. In this game, the fight early easily was won by BYU. I thought they set the tone. K-State early did a good job of taking away their threes. I thought, and the evidence of that would be a 3-of-14 start for one of the better three-point shooting teams in the league. And they have several guys that can shoot the ball. But sometimes when you take things away, you give up something. And I thought the aggressiveness of BYU with their bigs and the results of that put K-State behind the eight ball early. It was 11-9 at the first media timeout, but then from the under 16 to the under 12, that segment of the game probably decided it, because it went from 11-9 to like 26-12. And when you look at the big guys, and I'm basically talking about Cave Akeda, who had 9 points, 11 rebounds, and 5 blocks. He probably was the main guy, but then Traore also was good. He had 11-4 with a block. You combine that, K-State also goes 9-for-33 from the floor in the first half. They just were never in sync, really, from the get-go. And I credit some of it to BYU. And I think, as Coach mentioned in postgame, he felt like he did a poor job and the team did a poor job of getting ready for BYU. The truth is, BYU made some adjustments and played a little different than they had been playing. And I think it shocked K-State a little bit, honestly.
It certainly seemed to me, Wyatt, that that BYU made a concerted effort to do what they could to limit, or at least try to shut down, the combination of Coleman Hawkins and David Gasson. Those guys combined were 5-of-16 shooting, and they didn't shoot the ball well in general, but I also felt like that was a little bit of the BYU game plan, was to do what they could to shut them down.
100%. And when you look at the box and you see Gasson goes 3-for-7 with 6 points and 6 rebounds, and Coleman is 2-of-9 with 6 points and 8 rebounds, you're probably not going to win most road games in this league doing that. You might be able to get by with it a little bit at home with the home crowd juice and that kind of stuff if you have some other guys step up. But then you look at Max Jones and Brendan Hawson combined, were 6-of-20. You know, there's other than Doug, there was really nowhere to turn, and that was the disappointment of it. You know, K-State did kind of get back a little bit in the second half. And by a little bit, I meant within shouting distance, okay? It wasn't like they were threatening to win the game at that point, but you're down at halftime big. It's 40-22, and I think they got back to within maybe 11 or 12. And then in a heartbeat, you know, it's back to 18-20, and just don't have much chance.
There's just so little wiggle room in everything that K-State does down the stretch. I don't know that loss sinks them. I mean, if you look at the net this morning, it had almost no impact on K-State, kind of like a lot of these wins have had almost no impact, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to take a collection of work. I don't think that one singularly did it, but I also don't think they can lose probably any of the next 5, maybe 6. I mean, what do they got? You're 6-1 down the stretch to put themselves squarely back in the conversation.
It's interesting talking to a couple of people yesterday associated with the program. One being an assistant coach, and we were talking a little bit about what remains, and he hit on that a little bit too. He said, look, we want to win all the games, right? But understanding in this league on the road, it's difficult. And he credited BYU too, a little bit like I did, that they kind of messed K-State up from the get-go, and the Cats never recovered. But because of the loss, it isn't like the absolute worst thing ever if you can come back and play really well the rest of the way out. Now, again, that puts more pressure on you. The wiggle room is a lot less, as you said. And frankly, it probably starts tonight here. They just beat Kansas, as you guys know, played decently well in doing it. Clearly, KU wasn't their best by 1,000 miles, I suppose. But this is a team that I think you can get on the road. You've also got some winnable games coming up. We'll see how it plays. But that's the thing that probably is the biggest stinger for me, is that they were 39th in the net, BYU, coming in. And if you got that one on the road, it gives you another road win, which helps the resume. You beat a top 40 team in the net, which helps the resume. And those things didn't happen.
It was another big game on Saturday, Wyatt, for Doug McDaniel. And we talked about him a little bit a couple minutes ago. But just his impact, even in a losing effort for the Wildcats. I mean, without his offensive output on Saturday, the outcome would have been significantly worse. So even when things are not going the way of the Wildcats, McDaniel has solidified himself as the main number one offensive option for this team. And just in general, what he brings on both ends of the court, that's encouraging, again, even when you do have an outcome like you do on Saturday.
I agree with you, Tommy. I think it's a good point because Doug is, I think, in a really good place right now, mentally, physically, confidence-wise. I mean, if you look at him, it wasn't just he had 22 points. He was 9 of 16, right? Let's be honest. He's been really good lately, but he hasn't had many games of 9 of 16 and 3 of 7 from 3. Had just 2 turnovers. Now, he only had 2 assists. But part of that was, I mean, if you look at it, and I think this is telling, K-State had 25 main field goals in the game and only 6 assists. So they were a little discombobulated, right? But up and above and beyond, and to continue what you're saying there, his steady play, if he can keep that up, I don't think David and Coleman are going to play like that a lot the rest of the way out. And again, the margin of error is razor thin now, of course. But you hope with the growth of Moby, and you know, Moby had 4 points and 7 rebounds, and that may not sound like a lot, but when those other guys aren't doing a whole heck of a lot, it meant something for sure. And I think CJ is starting to figure some things out. You know, Max is what he is, but he had a 3-for-10 night. And this is going to sound like I'm knocking the officiating a little bit, and I wasn't overly happy with it, but I don't know that I'd ever seen a guy get knocked out of bounds and no call before. I mean, he literally got knocked out of bounds on the baseline on the end to our left. But it was a hard night for him because they were just muscling him up. And that's one thing they could do here at home. They've got some veteran guys, whether it's Foose or whether it's, you know, with Kay Bakeda or some of those. Trevin Nell's been around a long time. Dallin Hall, those guys know how to play.
Well, yeah, that's part of the difficulty of going on the road is you don't always get the whistle. So they're still on the road. It's a quick turn, a situation where maybe a quick turn is a good thing. We saw what Utah was able to do to KU. What do we need to look for tonight?
Well, I think the two biggest guys you have to try to cover up is the obvious one is Gabe Mattson. He's been around a long time. Played nearly 120 games. Had 5 threes against Kansas. Now he takes a lot of shots. I noticed this going into the weekend. I'll put it into perspective for you. I think it was 242 shots for Coleman Hawkins, 310 in roughly the same amount of games for Gabe Mattson. That's a fairly significant difference, but he can score, and he's streaky. You have to not let him get off early, I suppose. And then the other guy is a forward by the name of Ezra Asar. If you watch the KU game, you see him play with really, really good energy. Those two guys are pretty solid. The other guys, I think, are what I'll describe as pieces that they try to fit, and sometimes they're pretty good, sometimes they're a little bit inconsistent. In this game, though, Wallin had 10 against Kansas, and it was, I think, only the third or fourth game he's been in double figures all year long. But they have some length at the rim, and they play a lot of guys. They play 10, 11 guys, so I don't know that you necessarily wear them out. But again, I'll say it. I think it's a winnable game, but I'm sure, Kay, you thought that too, right? No question about that. So you just have to go and put yourself in a position to be in it late, I think. And they're just the bottom line is just simply this. K-State cannot play like they played the other night and probably win this one either. They've got to be better, and they know it.
Wyatt, before we let you go, we'd be remiss to, you know, not mention and give you a couple minutes to talk about Greg Sharp, former voice of the Wildcats, had been at Nebraska for a long time. Your predecessor there in Manhattan, you know, there aren't very many people that have been able to do what you do for a living for the Wildcats. And Greg Sharp was one of them and one of the best for sure, passed away over the weekend after a battle with pancreatic cancer. Obviously, his impact is felt far and wide. I'll give you the floor if you have a couple minutes that you want to speak about that.
I appreciate the opportunity and I hope I don't get too emotional about this. Greg was a friend and one of the best people I've known in the broadcast business over the years. Stan said one time that listening to him call a game was like sitting in a rocking chair, made you just so comfortable and so informed. And I thought that was as good a compliment as you could possibly give the guy, on top of the fact that he was all the things in life that you'd want. Great person, great husband, great father, a fighter to the end. I mean, he did it with grace. I think you could tell the kind of guy he was for how beloved he is at Kansas State, but also how Husker Nation took to him over the course of his time there, being the lead football and baseball guy. A special person. Whether you talk to me, Stan, Mitch Holtis, any of the people that really knew him, he, like the rest of us, I suppose, he always wanted to do this. He always had that dream. And boy, was he good at it. We're going to miss him. Hugely and supremely talented person. I'm just glad I got to spend a little time with him in the summer when that fight started to go downhill a little bit, because we had such a good day. A whole bunch of us drove up there and had lunch with him and stuff. And I'll never forget it. He's just a great, great, great guy.
Greg Sharp over the weekend. We appreciate that, Wyatt, taking the time for that. And it's a big hole for K-State Nation. I know it is, and I know it's hard for you. So we do appreciate you giving us that insight there on that line.
Absolutely. Thank you, fellas. I appreciate that.
We'll have Wyatt on the call tonight. So stay up late with Wildcats, see if they can get right back on track, because it will be a late night. We appreciate the early morning here. We'll all power through it with you, Wyatt. And absolutely. See if they can't get this thing turned around. Look, it's not the end of the world as long as they get right back to where they were and they get an opportunity to do it. So hopefully they can.
Yeah, good effort and make some shots early, kind of set the tone. You probably have a shot. Let's see if they can do that. I hope they can.
All right. Wyatt Thompson, we appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, fellas.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.